Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at DEMA 2018 in Las Vegas, baby. And we are having a great time, as always, catching up with old friends in the dive industry and making new ones. And so I have a bit of that going on right now. I'm hanging with my old friend Weiland here, the marine artist extraordinaire. And also we're going to talk to Jason, who has a new podcast coming out, who's a great guy I met out on at the scuba show. So we're going to talk to them both. But first, let's go with Weiland. So Weiland, obviously you're here at the DEMA show, what, signing babies and kissing hands or something? What is it?
Well, Greg, you know, I come here every year. You're here every year as well. And, you know, it's just great to see all the divers together, you know. I mean, it's like one big ohana, one giant family, you know, the dive community. And it's a lot of legends here. I was just with Sylvia Earle.
Yeah.
Her deepness. And she'll be at the Nogi Awards as I will tonight. And
we opened the show with Jean-Michel this morning.
All the legends are here for that. It's the Diving Hall of Fame Awards tonight, and it's a great award. I won it back in, let's see, when I win that? Back, way back. I'm old.
Years.
No, I think I won it.
We don't age, though, do we, Island?
For the International Year of the Ocean. I won it for arts. So I'm really proud to be a proud member of the Diving Hall of Fame, and I'm also proud to know all these people, man, are great. And you know, I've been diving for about 38 years, and you know, the diving that I do really reflects in my painting, sculptures, and the giant murals that I paint on the sides of buildings. So
right.
I got a new idea, though, Greg.
You do? What's the new
one?
So
you know how I painted whales on 100 walls?
Right, yeah.
So tell me if you like this idea. So my new idea is that I'm going to paint buildings on the sides of whales.
All right.
No, I think it's going to be popular.
Is going to be huge.
Yeah. You know,
I'm
whales to cooperate, you know, and maybe some slower moving whales.
That is a great idea.
You know, artists, we think differently.
Well, you do, as you should. You're always pushing the envelope.
Well, I am signing my new book.
What's that all about?
It's my 27th book, and most artists that have a book are dead. So I'm alive, as you can see here.
Right.
But it's called Water Signs. It's Weiland Water Signs, and it's easy reading. I wrote it. It's my autobiography. It's 202 of my stories from the very beginning all the way, you know.
Are these like dive adventures, almost like a diving logbook kind of thing?
There's a lot of dive in there. There's a whole chapter dedicated to Sylvia Earle. There's one when I met Hans Haas.
Nice, the big freediving guy.
Yeah, Hans Haas, him and Cousteau were two of the early, you know, pioneers and legends. And actually, Haas, you know, I told him I wanted to do a shark painting for him and present him with the Weiland Icon Award. So him and, you know, Lottie, his wife, came up, and I was going to paint a shark for Hans Haas. And here's a man that's seen more sharks than virtually anybody. And so I started painting it, and he came in so close, he actually put his chin on my painting arm, on my right arm.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, really? This is hard enough, you know? And he can get a little, you know, edgy, if I can say that. So if I painted a crappy shark, he would call it crap right in front of, you know, James Cameron and all the greats were here watching because it's Hans Haas. Anyway, so I painted it real quick. Thank God it came out.
Yeah.
But it's ink, right? It's wet ink. He picks it up off the table and he goes, this is fantastic. And I'm arm wrestling the guy, you know, an 85-year-old guy trying to wrestle it back down to the table so it'll dry.
Yeah.
And Yeah, there might have been a few drips on that, but that's what the book's about. There's a lot of great stories. There's stories about the Wailing Walls, how I had to take on a lot of the politics to accomplish, you know, my dream of doing 100 walls. But I hope you guys will pick one up. You can get it at Wieland.com, but I'm here at DEMA signing it live right now.
Excellent. Well, yep. I'm going to pick up a copy for
Thank
sure.
You, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wieland uses his Marine art to inspire others. He's done so much beyond most humans are possible. It's remarkable what
you've
done.
Art can play a very important role. You know, art and music and photography, you know, it kind of takes people to a different place. You know, art has a real emotion to it, and great art can really move people.
It's deep, isn't it?
Go deep, you know?
And you know, when I saw Wieland, I was sitting here talking to Jason from this Big Deep podcast, his new podcast he's putting together. It'll be out soon. Yep. And I was like, oh, there's a guy that'd be a great person for your show, because Jason, you're going deep with people. You spend extended amounts of time with these folks. He's actually interviewed me, believe it or not, when he was really bored. And but he's finding out what inspired them to get into diving or into the ocean world, right?
That's right. Well, it's really a podcast about people who have a deep connection to the ocean and how that connection has changed them in some way. And obviously, here at DEMA, it's not hard to find people that have been connected or changed by the ocean. I try to do a longer story, a longer interview, kind of find out a little bit more about why they got changed, how that connection has changed them, where it's taken them, and where they see it taking them. So,
yeah, it's good stuff. He really got me to open up in ways that I never thought I would publicly, which was kind of disturbing.
I've never seen Jason without his mask on. You know, that Halloween movie was great, Jason.
He's huge. Actually, Jason has some pretty cool credibility in Hollywood and all this stuff. He's done Discovery, all kinds of TV shows, Mythbusters, name a few.
Deadliest Catch, Gold Rush, Mythbusters.
All the stuff I watch on TV.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So Jason, he definitely is bringing another level to the diving world. But you're fairly new to this environment, this whole DEMA show that we're at this week, right?
Well, I've been a diver for 20 years, but DEMA is new to me, because of doing the podcast, I'm kind of being introduced to the whole behind the scenes of diving.
They threw you in the Shark Tank.
They really did.
Might as well. You learn how to swim by jumping in.
That's right. But it's awesome here, because I really don't have to look far for interesting people to talk to, because everyone has a story here.
They'll walk by you here at DEMA.
Like Wieland did here, and so Greg was nice enough to introduce us, and so maybe we'll do an interview at some point.
What do you think, Wieland? Jason, would you talk to this guy?
Definitely. I already like him, so I would love to talk to you about...
Despite the fact that I introduce you, you'll still talk to him.
Well, when I'm diving, I'm painting pictures under there. So, I mean, seriously, the ocean transformed me. When I saw the whales, I saw them differently than I did in books and on film. And once I, immersed myself in the ocean realm, it really elevated my art. In fact, I started bringing more science into it. I actually, instead of painting generic animals or whales, for instance, I painted whales that the scientists were studying. I actually painted a life-size humpback named Salt on a giant, 20-story building in Boston.
Wow.
In fact, I was just with the guy that took me diving in Boston Harbor, and that dive sucked. Don't do it.
Yes.
It was freezing. I could barely see my hand, and then he's pointing at two blades of grass. He says, "It's coming back."
Yes. You know, the thing is, you know, most of our first dives, when you talk to people, they were terrible. Yeah. Mine was awful, but you know there's more to it, because
Sheila's was good. Sheila had
a good experience. She was one of those lucky ones, huh?
She was diving down there in the Florida Keys. She saw sharks on her first dive.
Right, but then they're jaded, and then they think that's how it is all the time. So I think that ruins them as well.
Yeah,
if you start slow,
it kind of... Stuart Cove over here. Yeah. So she loves it. She's a natural, and she's my dive buddy.
That's pretty cool to have Wieland your dive buddy, and then you can capture all the stuff you saw underwater on the canvas after.
We like mermaids, don't we?
We have our mermaids. Yes, they may make an appearance here at the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour. We're kicking off here in a little bit again for day number two. Wieland, great to see you. Have
you
been doing any diving? Are you going diving after the show or what?
We just actually did a safari in Kenya. I want to go there and dive too, but we're really focused on the big five. We photographed everything but a unicorn. I couldn't find one, Jason. Looked all over Africa. We did see everything, leopards, all of it.
What about where you're based out of these days? Are you hanging down in the Keys or over in Hawaii or both?
I'm in the Florida Keys in Isle Mirada. I'm on the north shore of Oahu. And then I'm also in Laguna Beach, where I started my career.
So whichever location has the best weather, you're hanging in that particular spot that day?
Yeah, I go for the weather. I like warm weather. I'm kind of solar-powered. If you have a choice, why not?
Exactly. You know. Who could blame them? Yeah, Weiland.com. Catch up with Weiland there and check out his new book. I'll pick one up myself.
I'll sign one for you tomorrow.
You are the man, Weiland. I appreciate
Jason,
that. And Jason, where are you going next? Are you going to do any diving, or are you just going to work this show and that's it?
I am actually, I'm having a baby soon, so I think diving's off the plate for a little while, but I just dove in Australia. I just drove the Great Barrier Reef not too long ago, which is pretty awesome. I was out there shooting the new Irwin's show.
The family. Yeah, the Crocodile Hunters family's got a show. When's that supposed to hit the airwaves, we figure?
It's right now. Actually, I think it's debuting this week or debuted last week.
On Animal Planet.
On Animal Planet.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'll check that out. See, he knows all that stuff. He's a big Hollywood diving guy. Big Deep podcast. That's coming soon. It's bigdeep.com. Just check it out right there. And we got more coming up from DEMA 2018 in Las Vegas next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
You do know Elvis is dead, right? No, Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Las Vegas, of course, as the music purely. I mean, you got to play some Elvis. Well, that's actually ZZ and Elvis. But, just setting the mood for the vibe. We're actually getting ready to launch into the Bahamas Junkanoo Party Day 2. And we're just hanging out at the Scuba Radio booth, which is adjacent to the big event. Mark is here. Tom is here. Jerry the Diver Guy, or I should say Mark the Shark. Jerry the Diver Guy and all our friends from the Bahamas. Richard Trico, who's from the Ministry of Tourism with me right now. He's getting ready to stir the pot of the rum, right? You're making up some rum
punch for this Junkanoo activity that we can do this afternoon.
That's right. So you drink the rum punch, you start doing the Junkanoo or something.
We start giving away a few prizes.
We have a few trips to give away from the Bahamas. It's going to be excellent stuff for sure. And a good time, to say the least. But you are the rum mixer for the party.
Yes, I am mixing this special batch of rum punch that we can specially do for people here at this show.
Yes.
Yes, we put a special spin on it.
It's called rum.
Rum, yes.
Extra rum.
More rum.
Yes, it has a little extra kick to it. Yeah. Willie's here. Willie Klein. Well, Willie, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, you guys are getting ready for the big...
it's going to be a great party. Great party.
Always good time. Everyone's going to show up here.
Dancers. We have like a trip to Bahamas giveaway.
Yes, yes. Well, a little bit of everything. We got some wacky contests we're going to do. Maybe have them shoot a snorkel or something. Who knows? Or we do that life-size ring toss game. Do you have a favorite... The game you've seen so far, Richard, or no?
Well, there's some other games around here that I would favor.
Well, it goes back to the rum. and those kind of games we're not really allowed to talk about too much. Remember, what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook, so we got to be careful about that. But just real quick for the Bahamas, obviously you go to Bahamas.com, find out what's going on, where to go. You know, it's a great place to start if you're just thinking about visiting one of the 700 islands that make up the diversity of the Bahamas chain of beautiful islands. And there's a diving section on there, right?
Yes, it's Bahamas.com/diving. Yep. And that'll take you straight to the diving pages. And they'll give you the whole listing of all the members of the Bahamas Dive Association, the liveaboards, and, you know, the specialty dives that we have for. And all the information that you wanted to ask but was afraid to ask, you can get on that on our website.
That's right. And if you go /boating, there's one for boating. If you're a boater, you know, we're going to talk about that on our boat show here next week for sure. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of information to make you a better traveler for the Bahamas if you just go to Bahamas.com and start there, right?
Exactly. I mean, we're trying to make it easy for people to get information and also travel to the Bahamas.
Yes, and it is. It's the closest island, Bimini, like what, 42 miles from Fort Lauderdale?
48 from the,
Miami
to Bimini.
Right.
53 nauticals to Fort Lauderdale. So nothing more than a 20-minute flight.
If that,
yes.
It's a fun little, you know, puddle jump, so to speak. And it's an easy way to get over there. And next thing you know, you're kicking back, watching a sunset, beer in one hand, cigar in the other, if you so feel to indulge when you're not diving, and watching the sunset that'll just set the sky on fire. It's just a beautiful place to be, for sure.
5 minutes to any dive site. I mean, none of our dive sites are any more than a 5-minute boat ride. So,
no doubt.
Right.
Well, Richard, I'm going to let you get back to mixing the rum punch, or everybody's going to get really mad at me from wasting your time.
Hey, thanks, Greg, and y'all keep up the good work.
All right, there you go. Richard Trico from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. Jerry, the diver guy here as well. Where'd your buddy go? Where'd your dive instructor go, Jerry?
He's down here chit-chatting with somebody.
Now, see, I didn't know this. Jerry told me a few weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about this on the air, I think. You said Fraser was your dive instructor, Fraser Nivens,
who's a course director.
Who does a lot of stuff down in the Keys. He works a lot with Stuart Coase. I think he's repping Stewart's booth at the DEMA show. Is that what he's doing?
I don't know what he's doing. He's talking to everybody, though.
Yeah, well, Fraser knows everybody, as he should. So
we'll here in just a second.
We'll talk to Jerry, the diver guy's dive instructor. Who would have thunk it? That, and then he you know, went out and branched out to the mountains of Virginia. So you know how colorful you were when he taught you? He didn't know what to think of you, did he?
No, but by the end of the thing, he did.
Yes. Well, it's you know, it's bringing different you know, cultures together, I guess, you know, and sharing the love of diving. It can bring all sorts together, I guess.
That's correct.
Right. Now some other folks have just stopped by the Scuba Radio booth. Sherry Day... It runs a dive show down at, well, the Blue Wild down in Fort Lauderdale, right?
That's right, in Fort Lauderdale at the Convention Center.
Yeah, what are the dates for 2019?
The next one is the last weekend in April, April 27 and 28.
Okay, so it's the Blue Wild show. I haven't been out to there for a few years because it's conflicted with some other events that we've had going on, but I hear about it. It's growing. Sherry, in her own right, is a superstar. Because you are, you know, you're like a free diving, spear fishing maniac. I see all the stuff on Facebook and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You don't like to be called maniac, but how would you bill yourself?
Okay, I'm an ocean lover.
Yes, of course. Yes, but you're a very accomplished free diver.
Thank you.
And hunter and all that kind of stuff, and just loves the ocean. And obviously, it was an outshoot of the show that evolved, right?
Exactly that. I just love the ocean, many aspects about it. So I started the show. Actually, it started 12 years ago. Can't believe how many years have gone by already. But
yes, who would have thunk it?
Yeah, but it started as a fundraiser for my brother's school for the developmentally disabled, and now it's just grown over the years. I not only have free diving, scuba, spearfishing, underwater photography, marine art, but I've added fishing and boating and kayaking. So it's kind of an all-around water sports show now.
Yeah, anybody who loves the ocean.
Exactly that.
And you're in the perfect spot for it, South Florida, for sure. So you can go down there and check out the show in April. But Sherry, thanks for stopping by. Always good to see you.
Thank you very much. Great to see you.
Yeah, keep up the good work. So, you know, you never know who you're going to run into here at the DEMA show. You know, Neil Watson Sr. could not make it, but in his stead, Junior has shown up. Mr. Neil Watson Jr., we like. Do you like being called Junior, or you prefer to just be called Neil? What do you want?
Call me whatever you want, as long as...
any four-letter word, your answer to?
I usually answer to most of those.
Yes, exactly. But Neil, you know, he's been on Shark Week. He was teaching Shaq how to dive on Shark Week this year. That was quite a treat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The guy was huge, man. It was. I was expecting a big dude, and he was still way bigger than I was thinking.
Yes, it wasn't... TV magic that made him look so big in that. You had to make a special cage for him to go diving sharks, right?
Yeah, we had to make a special cage. We had to make special wetsuit. We had to make special fins. We actually had to take some of his old basketball shoes and screw on some old free diving fin blades on the bottom of them.
It was nice. Did he take all this stuff back with him, or did you keep it to sell on eBay or something?
He took everything but the cage. He couldn't quite get the cage back. Even he couldn't lift the cage by himself.
Well, very nice. And NeilWatson.com, you go there. Amazing stuff, for sure. And we got more like it coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving from DEMA 2018 in Las Vegas.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. DEMA 2018, Las Vegas. Having a good time catching up with my dive industry friends. And one of my favorite places on the planet, you've heard me talk about it many times before, is Dominica. Got hit really bad last year, but they are on the mend, and I'm with my good friend Simon. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, very, very good, Greg, and hello to all your listeners. Good to be back on Scuba Radio.
Yes, and it only took you, four flights to get here to Vegas and then one diversion? And it's always a challenge. If you follow Simon Walsh on Facebook, you'll find his travels are always quite an adventure in their own right.
Well, it's supposed to be four flights, but we had engine problems, went back to Miami, so we call it five flights now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right, but it's all about the journey. That's what you tell yourself?
Exactly, and the destination, Las Vegas. Who doesn't want to come to Las Vegas, baby, right?
So, some people would rather spend time in Dominica.
Yeah.
Even though you guys had a rough year last year, but now you're on the mend, things are getting back to normal, or you're accepting tourists again finally, and people are coming back out there to explore the nature island and all the greens coming back and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're accepting divers. It's better than that. I mean, we're ready for divers and tourists, and everything is back to normal. But it's a new normal, so it's not the same normal as. The rainforest is green. The hot springs are hot. The Kabuli is cold.
Nice.
That's
what we need right now.
The diving is awesome. So, you know, yeah, we're ready for people. People should come down. And I just want to say, I was here last year, right? Very quickly after DEMA.
Yeah.
We were talking, and I said, we're going to get back next year. We'll be up and operating. I think we're better off than I anticipated we would be a year out from Maria.
Excellent. Well, and it wasn't so much the diving was hurt, but the accommodations. You could get into Dominica, but where to stay was a problem last year. Now you're getting the accommodation level back to, you know, capacity. You're starting to be able to accept divers so you can go down there and have a place to stay, not only explore all the underwater attractions that you guys have on the nature island.
Yeah, exactly. A year ago, it was tents and cold water if you were lucky. You know, now we got proper hotel rooms, hot water, everything's functional back up. We got Wi-Fi. So,
and yeah. Dive Fest coming back. The 25-year anniversary will be 2019, right?
Yep, 25th year anniversary. It's going to be a big year for Dive Fest. We hope to see Scuba Radio and all the gang down there.
We're working on July. What are the dates?
July 6th to the 15th.
Always a pleasure, Simon. See you next time, my friend.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up, and apparently this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
Hold on, I don't even know what that means, but we might see Joe, who knows, on our next adventure in the Turks and Caicos. I'm heading out there December 8th. It's kind of like my little vacation after the big DEMA show to do a week of diving. I got all these cool new toys I've been picking up here at DEMA 2018 in Las Vegas, and I'm going to take them out there to the Turks and Caicos. You can join us. There's a couple spots left, I still believe, if you contact Explorer Ventures at 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want to celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean with Scuba Radio. It's going to be a blast. All right, so we are back in the Bahamas Isle for the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party. Jerry the Diver Guy is with me, and he has been, he's been somewhat functional for most of the day. Because I think yesterday's Junkanoo Happy Hour Party got the best of them. Is that fair to say there, Jerry?
Well, yeah, it got the best of me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're not diving and you're hanging out with a bunch of divers, you have a tendency to drink like fish, and when it's Bahamian rum punch serve up here at the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party, it can take you down pretty quick.
I think I lost my liver yesterday.
All right, you want to borrow one, is what you're saying.
I probably will need one before the end of the week.
So you brought in your dive instructor. So Jerry the Diver Guy, you wonder, he really is a dive instructor himself, but who taught Jerry the Diver Guy how to dive? Who taught Jerry the Diver Guy how to dive? That is the question everybody has asked, at least me for this moment in time.
I'm sorry.
So Fraser Nivens with us from the Bahamas. So Fraser, we tried to do this a while ago. We weren't able to get it, but now I got you here. So tell me the truth. How long ago was this and where was it?
Oh, wow. I'm too old to remember. But,
or did you block it out?
No, actually, it was a great fun time. We were in Key Largo, Florida.
Yeah.
And Jerry came in, and he was with a group of people.
Yeah.
Well, I have many stories to tell about that one. It was a good week.
Yeah.
Jerry worked really hard. He did.
All right. So this group of people, were they all down from the mountains of Virginia, where he's from, or what?
No, they came from all various parts of the world. One was from California, Sue Skidmore, and
How did Jerry the Diver Guy, who has this kind of unique down-home kind of accent, show up with all these otherworldly people? He doesn't, you know, he comes across a certain way. You hear what I'm saying, Fraser?
Yes. He did great in the class,
okay.
And during the course of the class, we worked him hard, and Jerry stepped up to the plate, and he did really good, and he did really not so good sometimes.
Oh, on what exactly? What was his issue?
Well,
speaking?
Speaking from...
I heard he was a good diving...
Yeah, he was good. He earned some really good scores and some really not so good scores.
Really? What was he in problem with, or would you prefer not to say?
Let's just say I had a problem with the seawall.
With the sea wall?
Yeah.
No, his claim to fame. Okay,
yeah.
Here it comes. Are you ready for this one?
Here we go.
I was getting ready to do pool training with Jerry.
Yeah.
And during the course of this, one of the things that was happening, we were all getting dressed, and I was giving the pre-briefings and things like that. Well, I proceeded to put my wetsuit on. I proceeded to put my dive boots on.
Right.
No problem, right?
I wouldn't think so.
No, of course not. And, you know, being the course director and leader of the crew, some of the my students, and Jerry being one of those people, decided.
No.
Yeah, right. one of those, I slid my boots on, and I proceeded to enter the pool water. Well,
yeah.
For some reason, someone, unknown person, had put green RIT food dye pellets in my side of my boots.
Uh-oh.
The whole pool exploded with green.
And they laughed hysterically.
I actually rolled on the ground. I was laughing so hard. So they had fixed me up. I pulled my boots off and tried to clean the green RIT dye.
Right.
Of course, my feet for about 2 months looked like the Jolly Green Giant.
Okay, so it's your typical scuba instructor, let's prank the instructor kind of gag.
Prank the instructor. Yeah. Well, he graduated with flying colors.
Despite that,
I didn't fail him that day because I was laughing too hard. But he did a great job during the course. He is now a scuba instructor, much to all of our dismay. But
there you go. So that's a little tip.
A
you want to pump
I won't
your
tell you all the other stuff.
Okay. Well, there's things
There's way too many. We haven't got but 2 hours.
Right. Well, most of it is blocked out or can't say for legal reasons, that kind of thing, I would
imagine.
That's
a true story.
Yes. Well, that's cool. So you got certified in Key Largo with Fraser Nivens, who has went on to become like a world renowned underwater videographer. And
what
is the camera you're shooting now? Like, it's not 4K. It's like 50K or some crazy space age camera system. You're always on the cutting edge of this stuff. You hear what I'm saying, Fraser?
Yep. We're now shooting the Red Epic Weapon, doing 8K, you know, a little over IMAX kind of.
Wow.
So it's
okay.
Cool.
And you do stuff for the, you know, Florida Keys Department of Tourism for movie work.
NGO.
I mean, he does everything. He is like the man for underwater film and video and stuff. And whenever you're watching some like live shoot from down in the Keys, chances are Fraser's on the other side of the camera lens. Is that right?
That's correct. We just did an underwater Halloween costume party.
Right.
It went all over the place.
I saw that.
Keep an
absolutely.
Eye out for Slade on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
He's going to be an underwater Santa?
He will be an underwater Santa.
Yeah. Fraser will be on the other side of the lens. He just does all this cool stuff, and he's quite an accomplished videographer. And you got a full website, too. People could go there and learn to train on how to shoot underwater video, right?
I do underwater cinematography training, and I specialize in underwater, of course. But, we do training. Florida Keys, oceanimaging.com.
Oceanimaging.com. There you go. And you can connect with Fraser yourself.
Go check him out.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he brought Jerry the Diver Guy into the diving world, he's still quite a guy.
That's true.
Was there any language barrier, by the way, when you were teaching Jerry?
There's always.
No, being from Tennessee, it was pretty easy.
It was close enough. Like, okay.
Yeah, like he first heard it through the grapevine.
Being from Tennessee, it was pretty easy because he talked like this.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty tough to understand him sometimes. But
you know what can I say? I'm a hillbilly.
Well, that's okay. He's a diving hillbilly, and that's we mean that as a compliment, don't we? We mean that as a compliment, don't we, Walt E. Martini?
We certainly do. I knew him before he was a diver, when he was Jerry the Moonshining Guy.
Ah, well, I think they kind of go hand in hand a lot of times, don't they? You know, when he's not diving, he doesn't mix the two, but God help him when he's off alone and he's not doing any diving. He has a tendency to fall asleep about 4:30.
He's even wait a minute, I've never seen that. 4:30
That happened yesterday. Oh. No, that happened yesterday. Junkanoo party happened at 4 o'clock. Jerry the Diver Guy was crashed out by 4:30. It was a mess.
But he rallied later, didn't he?
He did. He showed back up. Yeah,
always
he got
rallied.
Back into the groove. But a good time.
Y'all need to go check out Fraser's website, oceanimages.com. Hit it. He's a great trainer, great photographer, great videographer. Just go get it.
There you
y'all
go.
Need to go to it.
All right.
Oh,
y'all.
One more thing. If you're on Instagram, at Fraser Nivens Ocean Imaging, spelled with a Z.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Good stuff. All right. Now, Mermaid Brittany is with us as well, and this has been basically the first DEMA that she has had to experience the more social side of the DEMA show here in Las Vegas. And she has been working the whole networking thing. We've been introducing her to some people in the dive industry. She met Jean-Michel Cousteau this morning, and God knows who else. Are you having a good time?
Oh, I'm having a great time. Yeah. I've met so many different people, and then I go home at the end of the night and have to write everyone's name down because I just can't keep track throughout the day. It's like a new person. Oh, this person, you know, they founded this. They started this. They're doing this.
So your head is spinning.
Yes. It's like, but I love it. I love it. And I love all the different conversations, and it starts right in the morning when you get to the elevator.
It really does. You see them walking down the hallway, and you strike up a conversation. Next thing you know, they're running a resort in the Philippines or someplace. And like, yeah, you should come out and dive with us sometime. And that's happened how many times, you figure?
Today? Okay, just today alone, probably at least 6 times I've been asked to go to the Cayman Islands or, you know, the Maldives. And I'm just thinking to myself, how am I going to be able to get all these points, all these airline points, to be able to go to all these different places?
Well, you got to go there to get them.
Exactly.
But is the first 2 days of the show kind of helping you navigate in that regard, you think?
It is. I've been brainstorming a couple different things and working some different avenues out. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Working the possibilities. Well, that's what it's all about. You network, you come here, and next thing you know, you're running the entire industry yourself. That could happen with Mermaid Brittany. And we got more coming up from Las Vegas.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, super party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, super party.
Now the super party is here and he's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
It is a party here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is DEMA 2018 in Las Vegas. We are in the Bahamas for the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party, wrapping things up. All my good friends from the industry are here, catching up with old friends. And, of course, one of those would be Bob Harris. He's like the legislative genius for the dive industry, keeping an eye out for all the things that could hurt us as divers. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great, Greg. Glad to be here at DEMA 2018. This is my 35th year coming here.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. This is awesome. We're getting a
shows
little bit
shows how old
there.
We are.
Well-preserved.
Well-preserved.
Yes, we'll go with that. It's the salt water running through our veins and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
But, yeah, what's on the latest legislative agenda? What are you keeping an eye on these days?
A lot of it's about sharks. We're trying to do everything we can to protect sharks. There's so many things going on across the country in Washington, state by state. So we're doing everything we can. Tom Ingram's doing a great job leading this whole show, and so that's our big fight right now is take care of sharks.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got to tell you, you know, the show has been cranking.
We're
recording the show. It's only the end of day two, and I saw Tom earlier. He's been running around doing a lot of meet and greet, you know, shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind of thing. But exactly. But I told him, I said, wow, the show really looks like it's picked up a little bit. We're seeing a lot of economic activity, you think?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people here, I'm seeing more people talk, and you can tell they're making the deals more than a few years ago. It really does seem like it's ramped up. So that's exciting about the dive industry.
Yeah, but we got to keep an eye out for those legislative issues that pop up and affect what we love to do, because sometimes they sit there and say, hey, these shark dives they do, they're bad, or blah blah blah, or they want to restrict access for divers for some silly reason. And do you think it's getting worse or better?
Well, I'm not sure. It's like this. It seems like it's getting worse, but I think it's actually getting better in the sense that I think more people in the legislative field understand the value of diving and what diving brings to Florida, for example, and to other states. They understand that now, and that's a good thing. Now, in Florida, we can do diving well. We can't seem to do elections well.
Yes.
We can do diving well.
It's a good week to be in Vegas this week, I would say. Wouldn't
Absolutely.
You agree with me? Because Bob, obviously, he's a Florida guy, too.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be away from any of that election stuff, and so I'm glad to be here in Vegas. We love it.
Well, it's good to see you, and I know you're sharing the love with what? Are these family members you brought with you, or what?
I did. I brought my beautiful, beautiful wife, Libba.
Hi, Libba. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And then you also have?
Yeah, I have my older sister, my beautiful, beautiful sister, Billy.
I thought for sure you were his daughter.
I know, right? I am a DEMA virgin, actually.
You are?
Yes. This is the first time that I've been here. So
how long have you been out on the show floor?
About 30 seconds.
Uh-oh. And she started here?
First one.
You totally took...
First experience.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You have no hope.
Yeah.
Are you a diver? Are you certified yet?
I'm certified. Haven't been diving in a long time. Bob and I have been talking about it. Something that, you know, I'd like to get recertified, or else take the lessons over again and go.
Well, this is the ultimate place to you know, just get a little energy boost in that regard. You know what I'm saying? You see all these places like, oh my gosh, I would like to do that. And that's what you're going to take advantage of, aren't you?
Exactly. So it's awesome. So
he's a good friend, a good brother to have, because you got to be a professional in the dive industry to get into this, or you know someone.
That's
kind of
right.
High up. He's kind of a big deal. You know this, right?
Oh, I do know that. Absolutely.
Yes. He,
and he's a big deal
he
to
He reminds
me,
you that every day kind of thing?
Well, yes.
How did you get in, Greg?
Well, that's a whole other issue that we're not allowed to speak about anymore. But you guys get to it. Good to see you, Bob. Always a pleasure, my friend. Take care. All right, Bob Harris. He is the legislative maven. He's just an attack dog for us in the dive industry, and really keeps those government legislators at bay, or at least informed, so they don't don't legislate us out of a cool dive site or stuff like that. And unfortunately, you gotta play ball in that regard in those politics.
Yeah,
it even rears its ugly head in the diving world. Now, also, Tech just popped by. Tech Clark. Tech, how are you doing?
Hey, Greg. Good. How you
good
doing?
To see you again. So you just wander in the aisles of the DEMA show like you do?
Absolutely. Soaking it all in.
Yes. Now, Tech Clark, you're still it's the Scuba Guru.
Scuba Guru.
Right.
Yeah. ScubaGuru.com.
He puts out videos on Facebook and things. And actually, one of them, one of your most popular ones that I've seen, is how to prepare for the DEMA show, right?
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, there's preparing for the DEMA show, and then there's the reasons to come. And if you're a dive pro, you've got to come. There's so many things that will enrich a dive professional. And you and I are examples of that. This is our career. This is
it
our
is.
Industry.
But
and it's
you know,
awesome.
We come here, we get energized.
Yes.
You know, whether it's just seeing all the places and new gear and stuff like that, or meeting new people. Like you know, Bob brought his sister in, hadn't been diving for a while, and this might be a way to get her back into the industry.
Awesome.
You see that? Yeah, those folks light up.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of feed off that. I know you do because you're just full of energy in your own right.
Absolutely, I do. And this is that place that you just get your batteries charged. You know, before I left, it's like the grind. I'm going to go back to work next week and just be full of things. And I'm telling the staff, this is what we're going to do this. And look at this. And look at this new product. And it's just so exciting. It just really awakens you into the diving industry because you're seeing every corner of the diving industry at the show.
So true. Now, do you agree with me, as I just told Bob and a few other folks, man, this is the second day of the show, end of the second day, and the aisles are full. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on. I'm hearing people selling stuff, and they're doing a lot of business. It definitely seems there's an increased level of intensity than I've seen over past years. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. Yesterday, I think people were confused and dazed because of the marijuana conference going on next door.
Exactly. On that note, we'll have to end it. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.